Okay, Chaver, what I want to do tonight is delve into the sugya of psikresha de nichole, de lo nichole, and try to go through some of the halacha lamaisa aspects of it to the best of our ability, and to do all of this in about 40 minutes. So, we have a lot to do. What we spoke about last time is that there is a huge machlokas between the Aruch and the Balei HaTosfos about psikresha delo nichole. Who wants to just fill me in on what this machlokas between the Aruch and the Balei HaTosfos is? Michael? Michal? Yeah. I need more coffee, yeah. We're on campus, yeah.
So the Aruch says that
Psikresha de lo nichole is heter gomor, and the Balei HaTosfos assumes that it's asur midrabbanon based on. Why is it asur midrabbanon, according to Balei HaTosfos?
I thought it was kind of unclear.
What?
Isn't it kind of unclear what
you think
so?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear.
Was it, maybe this was just. I know that in one of the things that we learned, they were kind of confused as to why he thought it was a...
Yes, sort of. But what is supposed to say by us? Right, the Aruch says it's mutter, you can do it. And Tosis says it's asur midrabbanan. And the way our Tosis says it is it's asur midrabbanan based on melacha she'ein tzricha legufa. Right? You got what that means? Melacha she'ein tzricha legufa. That's what our Tosfos says. Now, what that basically means is that according to the Balei HaTosfos, when I do something that's a psikresha delo nichole, if I do some weeding in your garden, so then, since you don't benefit from it, so therefore I'm doing the melacha in an unusual way, and that's why it's asur midrabbanan. That's according to Tosfos. Good? The last time we learned... actually, let's just finish this off for a second. This is our Tosfos. Tosfos in other places doesn't say it is malacha she'en tzricha legufa. Tosfos in Ksubis writes, it's kemo malacha she'en tzricha legufa. That is a very different formulation, actually, because our Tosfos saying it's really malacha she'en tzricha legufa. Perhaps we'll get back to this later on. For right now, just leave it. Good? Now, last time we learned, we tried to put a conceptual understanding on this machlokes, and we did this based on Rabbi Chanan Wasserman in the Kobetz Shiurim on Ksubis Os Yud Ches. Who wants to plug this one in? And then we will develop it further. Michal? You already spoke up once. Is there anyone else who wants to speak? If you don't want to speak, Michal's going to have to.
I usually get it wrong, so feel free to have.
Yeah.
Oh, we basically discussed the chilek between like Kavana and Charamaisa.
Correct.
Charamaisa being based on Rashi's understanding about pouring wine on the Mizbeach.
Beautiful.
Even though the fire will go out when you pour wine on it, because if you use tipin dakos, it wouldn't go out. Even if you use tipos gasos, categorically, it wouldn't be psikresha, it's not charamaisa. Then we basically established those two categories.
Right, so we have two conceptual ways of understanding the iser psikresha. Either, usually it would be a darasha in the miskaving, that's why it would be okay, but when it's a psikresha, so it's going to be inevitable, so of course I have kavanah. That, I think, is the easier way of understanding it. Since A always leads to B, you have Kavanah. The razzle-dazzle way of understanding it was the Chadamaisa Svara, which is, don't tell me, let's say, that pouring... Don't tell me that dragging a bench is always going to lead to digging a hole. Since dragging a bench, how do I say this again? The Chodah Maisa story says if it's a very heavy bench and it will automatically dig a hole, that means that act of dragging a bench is an act of digging a hole. It doesn't matter if I dig a hole with a shovel or I dig a hole with a bench. Push comes to shove, chada maisa tells me it's one and the same action, and that's why I'm chayiv. The rationale for psikaresha is either kavana or chada maisa. So far, so good? This is what we did last time. Now, what does the Aruch hold? The Aruch says psikaresha delo nichole is mutter, is perfectly permitted. Which of these two possibilities does the Aruch hold like?
The first one.
The first one. Explain why, Talia.
Because if we were saying that the reason that psikaresha is not allowed is because we can assume that you definitely had kavana, if we're saying it's the lo nichole, then you didn't have kavana. So
if it's lo nichole, so then, right, I don't have kavana, because don't tell me that I am automatically having kavana. I don't want it, so therefore there's no kavana. And when Tosis says it's Aser Midrabanan, Tosis might be working with approach number two, which is the Chada Maisa approach. This is the introduction that we gave last time. Hi, Sophia.
Hi, I have a question. So about a Kavana, isn't that like I bedafka don't want it, or I'm just like apathetic to it? Because I feel like...
Again, when we're talking about Psikresha Deloni Chalei in this Sugya, we're talking about I'm apathetic to it. I don't want it in the sense of I don't positively want it. It's not I specifically don't want it, but because I don't positively want it, I don't... So therefore, the Aruch says it's okay, and we're arguing that you can't impute kavana to me, because if I want it, you can impute my kavana, but if I don't want it, you can't impute kavana. That's what we're trying to maintain within the Aruch. So far, so good?
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's make a few points based on this chakira, and as follows. What are the proofs that the Aruch brings to his shita? In the Tosa on Kuf Gimel, there are four gemaras that Tosis is playing with. What are the proofs to the Aruch? There are two proofs to the Aruch, two proofs against the Aruch. The Gemara in Zvachem. Okay. So the Gemara in Zvachim proves like the Aruch. What's that Gemara in Zvachim? So I pour the wine on the Mizbeach, right? And there's an Isser of Lo Tichbeh. I can't extinguish the Mizbeach fires. And how come I'm allowed to pour the wine on the Mizbeach? Says the Aruch, Psikresha Delo Nichalei. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
Now, who disagrees with the Aruch in understanding that Gemara? Who has a different pshat in that Gemara? We learned it already.
Rashi.
Rashi. Nachon. Okay. Rashi learns that Gemara, that the reason I'm allowed to pour the wine on the Mizbeach is because it's not a psikresha. Since in theory I could pour wine with teeny tiny droplets, so therefore, it's not chada maisa. Therefore, right, I'm allowed to pour wine on the mizbeach because it's not a psikresha. So the Aruch and Rashi are disagreeing about how to understand that Gemara in Zvachim. The Gemara that the Aruch brings as a raya to his yisod, Rashi says, no siri, that's not a psikresha at all. And effectively, they are just miscommunicating. Because the Aruch is coming at it from a Kavana perspective. And the Aruch is coming at it from a Kavana perspective. The Aruch is going to say, you know what? The reason why I'm allowed to pour the wine on the Mizbeach is because I don't have Kavana for the fire to go out. That's Lo Nichole, and therefore it proves my Yisod, says the Aruch. But Rashi says, no, 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 no. I don't come at it from a Kavana perspective, I come at it from a Chada Maisa perspective, and therefore if I'm coming at it from a Chada Maisa perspective, I'm going to say that it's mutter in that Gemara in Zvachim because of this razzle-dazzle approach, that it's not a psikresha at all. What we're trying to argue over here is relatively straightforward, but that the Gemara that the Aruch brings as a proof to his Shita That's based on the fact that the Aruch Lishitaso understands that the only issue at hand is Kavana, and therefore the Aruch is going to say, that Gemara in Zvachim is lo nicholei, and Psikresha the lo nicholei is okay. But for Rashi, that the definitive issue is Chadamaisa, so therefore Rashi has to say that Gemara is not a Psikresha at all. Michal.
I don't know if my question makes sense, but I guess we'll ask it and see. That presumably both Rashi and Tosos hold like Chadamaisa, even though Rashi is the basis for the Rambam holds against Tosos.
Right, so this is what Eliana and Atara were pushing us on last time. In other words, you could hold the Chadamaisa approach, but not go as far as that Rashi and Zvachim or as the Rambam. That certainly is possible. But Rashi only makes sense within the Chadamaisa approach. Now that's basically, it's like one of these one-way tliyas. So this is the first issue that we have. Let's take a step back. Okay? What we're trying to get towards an understanding of is the last line of Tosis, where Tosis permits a psikresha de lo nichole on an iser derabanan. Now, in order to dissect that, I have to look into two sugyas. The sugya psikresha de lo nichole in general, which we know is a machlokas between the Aruch and Tosis. And we also have to look into the sugya of psikreshas on derabanans. Now, what's the din of a psikresha on an iser derabanan? We have a lot of makoros in this question. So, there are some rishonim who assume that psikresha on an iser derabanan is absolutely permitted. If you want to know, like, the basic marimakum for this one is the Magen Avraham and Simin Shin Yudalid Sifkatin Hey, which is there in the Mishnah Berurah Shin Yudalid Sifkatin Yud Aleph. And basically, the Trumas Hadashin says Psik Resha on a Drabonon is permitted. But the Magen Avraham disagrees with the Trumas Hadashin. The Magen Avraham says a psikresha on a derabanan is forbidden. The case there in Shulchan Aruch is as follows. Let's say I have a barrel, and there's a knife that's stuck in the barrel. And I want to pull the knife out. Now, when I pull that knife out, I am making a hole in the barrel. But it's not going to be bona d'oraisa, because I'm not making an entire keli. And when you just make a hole in the keli, in the worst case scenario, it is bona d'rabbanan, right? This is, everything is connected. In the worst case scenario, it's bona d'rabbanan. So am I allowed to pull the knife out on Shabbos? So the Mechaber says, do not pull that, the Mechaber says that you are allowed to pull out that knife on Shabbos. The Mechaber in Shin Yudalit Sif Aleph says you could pull it out. Because the Mechaber holds up psikreshes on derabanans is permitted. When I pull it out, inevitably, I'm going to be making a hole. Says the Mechaber, that's okay. The Ramah, however, says you're not allowed to pull out that knife from the barrel, because if you pull out the knife, you'll be making a hole in that barrel. And therefore, you're only allowed to pull it out if you pulled it out already on Friday, in which case you might not be really making a hole. See, if I didn't pull it out already, so inevitably when I pull out that knife, I'm going to be making more of a hole, no? But if I already pulled it out one time, so I'm not inevitably making a hole, and that's what the Ramah writes. Right here, the Mechaber writes, Em hayasakin taku'a me'erev Shabbos b'chavis mutar lahotzio lahachniso she'eno miskavein lahosef. That's what the Mechaber says. Ramah, v'davka shotziyuhu gam kein pam echad mi ba'od yom. Avom lo hotziyuhu mi ba'od yom, it's aser, because that's a psikresh of osanekev u'pesach b'chavis. So it's a machlokas Mechaber Ramah lahalacha b'psikresha on a drabanan. So far so good? This is a machlokas Magen Avraham and Trumas Hadashin. And there are Beferish Rishonim who hold the psikresha on a drabonon is mutter. Halo hema the meiri on daf chavtes. Did I give you this in the Maror Mekomos?
It was in parentheses.
Yeah. Okay. So we in Daf Chav Tes, which was in parentheses on the Maror Mekomos, and there's a Tosis in Psachim on Chav Dalet Amid Beis, where Tosis in Psachim also holds that Psik Reisha on a Derabanan is okay. Tosis in Psachim writes that in that Gemara. What?
Just to clarify, is this Psikresha Delo Nichalei?
So this is probably a Psikresha De Nichalei on the Drabanan. But what we're talking about is I am happy with the result. A regular Psik, right? In order to understand the end of Tosis, we have to put two things together. Psikresha, even if it be Nichalei on the Drabanan, and also Psikresha. Right? Those are the two coinciding things to understand the endotosis. So, and we're taking them separately. So Aruch and Tosis disagree up Sikresha Deloni Chole Anadoiraisa. Mechaber Ramah in Shin Yodala disagree about Psikresha Deloni Chole Psikresha Denichole, thank you, on a Derabonon. Because over there I want the better opening to the barrel so that more wine can come out. The Balei HaTosfos comment on that sugya of lo efshar v'lo ka mechavein, and the Balei HaTosfos say, don't tell me that the Gemara is talking about a psik resha and it's mutter because it's only derabanan. Tosfos says, because you can't say that, because in the sugya we also have cases of Yisurim d'oraisa. Right? In other words, Tosis suggests, for whatever the technical issues there in that Gemara of lo afshar v'lo ka mechavein, Tosis suggests that maybe it will be permitted because we categorically permit psikreshas on derabanans. But Tosis and since in the Gemara it's only an issur derabanan, for example, you're being chofer kel achar yad, right, when you dig the hole by dragging the bench, that's not the normal way of digging the hole. Tosis says that's a nice approach, that psikreshas on derabanans will be permitted. However, it won't work in that Gemara in Psachim, because the Gemara in Psachim is also talking about cases of d'oraisa. What emerges from that Tosis is the same as the Trumas Hadeshen and the Mechaber, that psikresha Denichale is going to be mutter by the Rabbanans. Nachon? Now, it happens that years ago at a cousin's bar mitzvah, so Reb Tuvia Goldstein was there. Reb Tuvia Goldstein was actually Reb Moshe Feinstein's next door neighbor. And when Reb Moshe would have shaivas, and he needed to discuss them with someone, he'd go and talk to Reb Tuvia Goldstein. So at that point, I was learning the sugya psik resha. So I heard a report that the minhag in Europe used to be that rabbonim were meiko on psik resha de nichalei on the rabbonans, which is like the mechaber, but it seems like the Ramah does not hold that way at all. But I heard a shmua that the minhag of rabbonim in Europe was to be meiko on this. So I asked Reb Tuvia Goldstein, and he told me, of course, that was the minhag, because Reb Yitzchak Ochanan, that's our yeshiva, no? Reshefa likes to say that, like, maybe we should pass in all the shaylas here, like Reb Yitzchak Ochanan has in his tshuvas. I mean, that would require a lot of yiddish from Yitzchak Ochanan. But Reb Yitzchak Ochanan in the tshuva, Be'er Yitzchak Simin Tesvav, tries to argue that the halacha should be that psik resha denichalei on the drabonan is mutter. Reb Tuvia Goldstein told me that that was the minhag of Morei Hora'ah in Europe. That's what he remembered. I'm like, okay, that's good to know. It's like a collector's item. So we have this question, psik resha denichalei on drabonans. Conceptually, what is this based on? How on earth could I say that a psik resha de nichalei would be permitted on a derabanan? Why? Why would I say it? Hey, again, in the case of a psikresha de nichole on a drabanon might be, let's say I walk through a stairwell and the fluorescent lights go on. Right? Again, if the lights are off completely beforehand, so then it certainly is nichole when the lights go on, because it's easier to walk, it's not dark. So that would be a psikresha de nichole on a drabanon. And according to many rishonim, right, we saw the Meiri and the Tosis, it's permitted. The Mechaber says it's permitted. What's the Lomdus like should be permitted? Everything is going to have to do with this board. Who wants to plug it in? Adina?
Okay, I think... At first I thought the Mechaber very much lined up with the Kavana piece. But I don't necessarily say you would say that this is a derabon. Like, you don't have kavana for the derabon to happen, even if it's Nikolai.
So, again, so the Mechaber over here, there are two issues with reading the Mechaber. It's like the language of the Mechaber, and then there's the concepts behind it. The language of the Mechaber certainly says something about kavana, but that itself is very difficult, because the Mechaber uses a term that's a davishin the miskavein, right? But that in itself is difficult. And the Achronim in the Mishnah Berurah, he speaks about this. What do you mean, Stavashem is Gansu? It's a Kresha. So the Mechaber's language is difficult. But just the concept, right? The Mechaber says, Psikresha on Zerabonon is Mutter. And the Ramah says, Psikresha on Zerabonon is Usser. Does this line up? Well, the answer is yes. The question is how, right? Does this line up with our Hakira on the board?
Do we say that
Psikresha
is a
Psikresha, you're going to be chayiv on it, even though Reb Shimon holds Zavashin Miskavein is chayiv means I get put to death, I bring a carbon.
So can you say that?
But I can't do that on the drabanan, obviously.
Could you say then that the reason that the father says that it's mutter is because it's because of that, because it's not
part of
myself, because it's not,
you can't be kind of... Oh, no, see, what you're trying to get is interesting. That maybe the lomdus of psikresha is just... The only expressions in Shas about psikresha are that I'm chayiv. And therefore, by drabanons, I don't have that expression that I'm chayiv, so maybe there's no din of psikresha. That's...
I was thinking maybe it's just treated as two separate... Like, you can treat them as two separate actions because...
Right. I mean, possibly, but the question is why?
Right.
The question is why. Talia?
This might be way too creative, but I was thinking kind of like a Migo route of, like, if you're going to go with the Kavana piece of that, the problem is that we can assume you had Kavana. If you're putting Kavana on a psikresha of a derabanan, even if it's denichale, you could have more easily done it with a deraisa, so we could assume you didn't really have the...
I'm not sure why doing it with a deraisa would be easier.
I mean,
it's creative. We like creativity. So Rabbi Willig in his Sefer, which I sent you the link to, Rabbi Willig has the following suggestion. If approach A, the Kavana approach, is correct, so there should be no difference between the Deoraisa and the Rabbanon, because approach A is basically saying, since action A inevitably leads to action B, so we impute the Kavana, Anan Sahadi. Don't tell me that you didn't have Kavana, Anan Sahadi. We know you had Kavana. If that's the pshat, that because the actions are linked, we have an Anan Sahadi, so therefore, there should be no difference between a Doraisa and a Rabbanon. Anan Sahadi, you have Kavana, Chayiv. If it's Doraisa, if it's Rabbanon, it's Osir. End of conversation. However, if I take the approach of Chodah Maisa, so Rabbi Willig has the following idea, which I'm not sure if it resonates with me. Like, a few days ago, I liked it more than I like it now. But I kind of circle around on this. But Rabbi Willig has the following idea. He says, you know, the Chodah Maisa approach is saying something like, when I comb my hair, so that act of combing is really an act of pulling out hair. Right? That's the way we said it. Right? It's the same ma'isa. It's not A and B. Combing hair is pulling out hair. Now, if that's the case, we might argue that that lumdus is only true on the da'iraisa, but it's not true on the rabbanons, for the following reason. There's a fundamental difference, the Meshech Chachma explains at the beginning of Parsha Shoftim, between Isurei da'oraisa and Isurim da'rabbanon. Isurei da'oraisa are poison, in the sense of the cheftza itself, the action itself, is forbidden. Isurim da'rabbanon are not poison. Isurim da'rabbanon, the reason why I should not do it is because the rabbi said, don't do it. The act itself is benign. The act becomes problematic because I am disagreeing with the Chachamim. Right? This, I think, is a relatively well-known yesod. The Meshech Chachma says this in a way to defend the Rambam. No? The Rambam tells us famously in Hilchos Mamrim that all Yisurim D'Rabbanon are included in the Pasuk at the beginning of the Parsha Shoftim, Lo Sosrim and Hadavar She'agid Elocha Yamin U'Smol, that you're not allowed to deviate from the Chachamim say, right or left, you have to do what the Chachamim say. The Ramban, here's this Rambam, and he jumps up and down, spits water and nickels. He says, hey, dear Maimonides, right? He writes a very nice letter, a strong letter, like a lawyer. He writes, dear Maimonides, if you're telling me that every Yisur D'Rabbanon is included in Lo Sosrim, so how come we have rules like Safik D'Rabbanon L'Hakel and Safik D'Raisa L'Hachmir? Every D'Rabbanon should be a D'Raisa. Right? That's the Ramban's famous Kasha. So says the Meshech Chachma, well, Ramban, you're arguing that every D'Rabbanon should be a D'Raisa, but that's not really true. What the Ramban would tell me is that the Cheftza, or the Maisa itself, is not Usser. However, the Isser is the merit, is that I'm not listening to the rabbis, I'm rebelling against the rabbis. It's the merit that's the Isser. So therefore, if I have a suffix, whether this act is mutter or not, so the act is never poisonous, so I could do it, suffix Rabbanan l'hakel, because if I do a suffix, I'm not rebelling against the rabbis. It's only called a rebellion if you know it's wrong, no? If you don't know it's wrong, you're not rebelling. That's the yesod of the Meshech Chachma, which means that fundamentally dinim d'rabbanon are different than dinim d'oraisa. Dinim d'rabbanon might not be an iser cheftza. Dinim d'oraisa are an iser cheftza. Dinim d'rabbanon are only usser because you are rebelling against the rabbis. That's the Meshech Chachma's yesod. For this reason, for example, many Achronim assume that there's no such thing as an iser sholgeg on a drabanan. No? It can't be possible. Because sholgeg means I did an aveira accidentally. Hey dude, you know, it's a drabanan. So you can only be doing an aveira if you're punching the rabbis in the nose. If it's sholgeg, right, you're not doing an aveira. Right? That's what the Nesiva says in Simon Lamed Aleph, Chosha Mishpat. Sophia, you seem bothered by this.
Yeah, because
because you believe in rabbinic authority.
No? Yeah, but as I'm like, but
I couldn't resist.
By like virtue of the fact that you like aren't careful enough, like that isn't many in a way.
But it's not a rebellion. In other words, if I'm not careful enough, but if I'm not careful, so maybe I could get involved in a poisonous act. I'm eating poison because I'm not careful. But I can't say that I'm rebelling if it's just my own carelessness.
But
right? If you're like this absent-minded kid who, you know, you're just absent-minded. So you're not like... It might be. Again, elementary school, we used to have grades on the report card. The grades were like excellent versus until the worst grade was called antagonistic. And one of the things that we were graded on the report card was receptiveness to yeshiva ideals. I so wanted an antagonistic, and they never gave it to me. I used to get an unsatisfactory sometimes, but I never got it. I tried. But,
that's good.
So the basic yesod of the Meshech Chachma is that Isurim de Rabbanon are not usur as a Maisa ha'isur. The isur is that I'm rebelling against the Chachamim. If that's the case, so Rabbi Willig argues, maybe a psik resha on a drabanon is not a problem. Because what's psik resha? Lamaisa, or push comes to shove, combing hair, right, is different than pulling hair out. However, you want to say that the halacha views every act of hair combing as an act of hair pulling out, right? You intend to straighten out your hair. But halacha says, since it's inevitable that you're pulling hair out, so it's a problem. Well, if the only iser at hand is an iser d'rabbanon, so the fact that it's inevitable doesn't really matter. I'm not punching the rabbis in the nose. I'm intending, right, push comes to shove, I'm intending to straighten out my hair. Now, inevitably, straightening out my hair will pull some hair out. But If the iser, if that action is a drabonon, so even if it's inevitable, the chadam maisa can't tell me that it's usr, because since what I'm doing is not an act of mered, so it can't be usr. Rabbi Willig's argument is as follows, that the psik resha on a drabonon sugya is connected to this chakira also. If I take the chada maisa approach, it's possible to say that psik resha is going to be mutter on a dirabanan. But if I take the kavana approach, so I'd have to say that psik resha is usur by a dirabanan. Adina?
In general, when it comes to psik resha, doesn't the Mechaber say that psik resha only plays mutter?
So the Mechaber has two opinions in Shin Chaf at the end. The Mechaber quotes the Aruch. And the Mechaber says, well, there are some people who rely on the Aruch,
right,
and they're really bad people.
Right. So if that's the case, and then, right, if that's the case, then Yom is not really taking a Kavanah approach.
In other words, if I hold like the Aruch...
Feel like the Aruch, then you should be holding like the Aruch all the way through.
So, but yes and no. In other words, the Mechaber says, don't rely on the Aruch. Right? The Mechaber quotes people who do it. And the Mechaber says, it's like really bad.
You
could
say...
No? Is it, listen to the Lashon of the Mechaber there.
He says that.
Yeah, the Mechaber says... Chavish, Shepekako, Kakshel, Pishton, etc., so, it's Iyefsha Shalom Yisachet, Yesh Misha Matir, because it's Psikresha Delo Nichalei and it's Mutter, V'cholku Alav, V'amru Afagav Delo Nichalei, came into Psikresha who it's Aser, V'ha'olam Nohagin Heter, V'yesh Lamin Aleihem Zuchus, but it's bad. So, you get the impression that the Mechaber is not really siding with the Aruch. He's quoting the position. He's saying people do it, but you shouldn't rely on that.
What would be the reason? If the Mechaber holds that the whole like concept behind psik resha is kavana, so what would be the reason that he would say that we shouldn't hold like the...
How can the Mechaber hold that psik resha is mutter and drabanan if it's...
Right, I'm saying he should be consistent across the board. So if we say that the reason that he holds psik resha is mutter and drabanan is because...
So again.
Oh wait, no.
It's not so bad.
The Mechaber says the reason that it's much around Darabon is because of Hanamaisa. So never mind, that makes sense.
It's not 100% glatt. It's not completely smooth, but it can make sense. I'll say it like that.
But I'm saying, but then he is consistent.
It is consistent because the Mechaber is not completely. If the Mechaber would completely endorse the Aruch, it would not make sense.
Right.
But the fact is that the Mechaber moves away from the Aruch. So we're good.
What about the Ramah?
So the Ramah in Shin Chaf doesn't really take a stand.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it's hard. I mean, again, we'd have to very carefully go through all of the different poskim and try to plug them in. It's not simple.
Mm-hmm.
But let's just take what we're up to. Based on this, so now I go back to my Tosfos, and I see that Tosfos tells me that a psik resha dilo nichalei on a drabanan is mutter. The rationale for tosis might be as follows. If it's a psikresha de lo nichole, in general, the Aruch says it's mutter because of the kavana approach, but the chadamaisa approach says it's aser. If it's a din zerabbanan, though, the chadamaisa approach says it's mutter. So therefore, psik resha de lo nicholai on the drabbanan is going to be mutter, consistent with the chadamaisa approach. Right? Tosis rejects the aruch, but on the drabbanan, Tosis holds like the aruch, and that would consistently work with the approach of chadamaisa. That's basically what Rabbi Lilig argues in that sefer.
I think it...
Should I say it again?
We're saying that psikresha, the lo nichalei.
Psikresha the lo nichalei.
For kavana.
Psikresha the lo nichalei for kavana
mutter.
Would be mutter. But
right.
Tosis holds psikresha the lo nichalei is usser. Because Tosis is taking the chadamaisa approach. Once I take the chadamaisa approach, so then by a drabbanan I could say it's okay. And that's why Tosis permits a psik resha de lo nichole on a drabbanan. Now again, within Tosis I think this makes sense. When we get into the poskim, so we have complicated issues about one drabbanan, two drabbanans, there's exteriors in the Mishnah Berurahs. One point that I think is clear la halacha is that a mekel on a psik resha de lo nichole on a drabbanan b'makom tzar. Psik resha de lo nichole on a drabbanan b'makom tzar I permit. Right? The case was, I give you a Mishnah verse somewhere, who talks about if I have a bird that's flying around my house and it gets cold, am I allowed to close the window? Which is trapping the bird on a drabbanan level of trapping, because I can't just grab the animal. So that's a drabbanan form of trapping. But since there's tsar involved, if you leave the window open, it will be cold. It's a psikresha when I close the window. It's lo nichole. I don't really want to trap the bird. Right? It's an issa drabbanan. So the Mishnah Berurah says it's mutter b'makom tzar, that's accepted by all the poskim. So it seemed to me as follows, no? I have cases of psik resha de lo nichole on yisurim d'rabbanan all the time. For example, half of the apartment buildings in the Heights now, forget about the light question that we discussed, but the way the system works is many of these buildings, I walk past an electric eye, and that basically releases the lock. No? You know what I'm talking about? Any of you ever been in an apartment building? So, the front doors often have like an electric eye, and there's a little light up on top somewhere that changes from red to green when you walk past, and you hear a click, then you could walk out. Right? That's a issur d'rabbanan of walking out. It's probably a psik resha. It's probably also what? Is it nichole or lo nichole? So I want the door to open, but I don't want the light to change. The door opening, it would seem to me, that the door opening is not really usher at all, just because the nature of the issur of electricity is when you do some noticeable change that would look otherwise like magic. If a door opens, the door opens, no? If I walk to a door and I push the knob, it's supposed to open mechanically. No one knows that the only reason when I push that handle down and it opens up, or no standard onlooker realizes, oh, the only reason the door's opening is because there's some electromagnetic lock that released. So I don't know if that part would be usher. The only part that's really usher is the click and the light changing from red to green or green to red up on top. Well, those noticeable changes are probably lo nichole. So it's a psik resha de lo nichole on a drabbanan. Well, I don't know if that alone would be permitted. Taisus would say it's permitted. That alone might not be permitted. But B'makom Tzar, it's permitted. Meaning, if I'm waiting for a really long time and it gets really super annoying, so I think it would be permitted to... This is what I tell people in the Heights. I think in that case it's permitted to walk past because then it becomes a psikresha delo nichole and an issa derabbanan, which is mutter B'makom Tzar. Right? You see, if you just say this, like in one sentence, people don't chap, like that there's a lot of tochen to it. Yeah, Talia.
I don't know, I could have missed this, but did we define lo nichole as not nichole, or like dafka, like
so harming? We're saying, at this point we're saying lo nichole means not nichole.
Okay.
That's how we're saying it. I'm
okay.
Not happy with the result. Now, just one last point, which is worth mentioning. The Gemara Daf Kuf Chaf speaks about opening a door and the wind will come and knock out and extinguish the candle. Right? That's a discussion in Daf Kuf Chaf. So, in a case when it's a psik resha, we assume it's aser. The shaila is, why is it aser? Isn't it a psik resha? Delo nichole. And according to, because you don't want the candle to go out, and according to the aruch, it should be heter gamar. So the Rashba in Daf Kuf Chaf asks this kasha. And the Rashba answers that in his opinion, this is really nichole. It's nichole because when the candle gets extinguished, so you have more oil that remains. And you have some benefit for later on, no? If the candle keep on burning, I'd have less oil left. Now that the candle is extinguished, I have more oil left. So the Rashba writes that that case is considered nichole. Now that actually could throw an entire wrench into the way we're analyzing the sugya. Because according to that Rashba within the Aruch, the definition of nichole and lo nichole has to be looked at from a much broader perspective. Do I want the result or don't I want the result? Sure, I don't want the candle to go out. But if there's a tiny bit of me that wants that candle to... Right? And there's a tiny bit of me that wants that candle to go out because a tiny bit of me wants to save the oil. So the Rashba says that's considered a nichole, and that really complicates matters. In the Sefer Archos Shabbos, there are three volumes of Archos Shabbos. They were selling at the Sfarim sale. You could ask people, right, Sophia, what did it cost? No idea, but they were selling in Sophia's section. So the Archos Shabbos says, you know what, even if you want to rely on the Aruch, it's got to be lo nichole. And once the Rashba has that comment, it makes it much harder to define what is lo nichole. Okay, ladies, you should have a wonderful Shabbos.
Question.
Yeah.
So